Continuing in Tanit Ve'Eliyahu, jumping around a little bit, we're in Perek Hey. And he's speaking here, the Anavi, about Tchias HaMesim. We spoke about Tchias HaMesim this morning, in the Shir, Shabbos Shir, after Shachris, that Yaakov Avinu, he thought that there would be Tchias HaMesim V'Yomav, that in his days he would see Tchias HaMesim. And
Yaakov is there.
Yeah. And we just sang the tune of Mikim Miyafar Dal. And this is the pasuk which Eli Navi quotes, referring to Tchias HaMesim, Mikim Miyafar Dal, that from the dirt, Hashem will raise up the dal, the impoverished one, the one who has nothing. Im Habanim Smecha, they'll be rejoicing. So he says here, Tchias HaMesim LaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Olam Hazeh K'di L'Kadosh Shmei Agadol. He says that the Tchias HaMesim which HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in this world throughout history until today was in order to be Mekadosh His name, that His name should be known. V'chein Tchias HaMesim LaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Mais Ben David. And so too there will be a very grand Tchias HaMesim in the times of Mashiach. To give reward to those who love him, to those who feared him in their lifetime. And there will also be a Tchias HaMesim for the Rishayim in order to give them what they deserve, so to speak. That's it. The Pasuk refers to Tchias HaMesim, Yichyu Meisecha, Nevelasi Yikumun. Different expressions of Tchias HaMesim referring to different types of people. And in fact, he darshins that first Yichyu Meisecha, that those who died and were buried in Eretz Yisrael will come up first, and then the Meisei Chutz La'aretz, that's called Nevelasi Yikumun. And then the Pasuk says, Hakitzu V'raninu Sheikh Ni'afar. And he says, Mikan Amar David HaMelech Alav HaShalom, David, he said about this Pasuk, although he lived before, this Pasuk was actually said by Yeshaya, but he knew everything. Yehi Chelki Im Elu Shehim Mimisin Asas Mal Devei Torah. Let me be amongst those that they kill themselves, that they toil over Devei Torah. Shenem Mar Mimsim Yodcha Hashem Chelkam B'chaim HaKitzu V'Alinu Shech Ni'afa. Mikan Amar, when Chazal said, based on this pasuk, Kol Hanasa Shachin the Offer B'Chayev, a person who makes himself a neighbor of the dirt in his lifetime, Afaro Ninra L'Tchias HaMesim, that dirt will be revived in the Tchias HaMesim. V'chol She'ein Hanasa Shachin the Offer B'Chayev, and a person who's not, does not make himself, again, like a neighbor, like a friend to the dirt in his lifetime, Ein Afaro Ninra L'Tchias HaMesim. That's why it says, it doesn't say those who are buried in the ground. It says those who are neighbors to the dirt.
What does it mean to be a neighbor?
Let's not say in a second. People that they rent themselves out, so to speak, on the dirt to learn Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring on them the Tal Oyre Shal Torah, the heavenly dew of Torah. And Hashem will place them in His lap, magap upon them, menashkan. He'll hug them and He'll kiss them and He'll bring them to Olam Haba. And it says, "May ve'aretz refayim tapil," that Hashem will take the refayim and He will cast them down. This is the goyim who would say to us, "Giborim anachnu, we're very strong. We can make malchama. Who can stand up against us?" Hashem will show them. Shneema ve'aretz refayim tapil. So we can say that. And of course, there are many virtues, many nidos. But we say in davening every day, at the end of davening, we say, V'nafshi ka'afa l'kaltia, that Hashem, you should make me humble. There's a certain type of a humility to be like the dirt. It doesn't mean that people should step on you, you know, like that you feel like you're a nobody and people should take advantage of you. It means that a person knows who he is. He knows who he is. But he carries himself with a certain pashtus, with a certain humility, that he's not looking to get back at people. He's not a person who's makbid on things, doesn't always have to go his way, but he goes with a humility. Out of all the midos, this is considered to be the crown mida. Like Hashem says about Moshe, that although he was an unbelievable person, he was hardly human. Hashem says, the anav mikol adam, Moshe's crown mida was a mida of anava, of humility. And that's what we find in the Torah, and the Gemara says that we learn more than in one source that Moshe Rabbeinu was the source of Tchias HaMeisim. It says, Oz Yashir Moshe, Moshe will sing in the times of Tchias HaMeisim. Other psukim which we darshan from Moshe. Moshe, he made himself so humble like the dirt. So he's the source of Tchias HaMeisim. But the more that a person is Shaykhni Afar, that he's like Afar, he's working on himself to be humble. To be humble in that way, that's the crowning midah of all midas. And then it concludes here about Eliyahu Navi. We know that Eliyahu in his lifetime, he revived the dead. Why was he zeichet to that? Because he would do the will of Hashem. And it pained him, the chil Hashem in the world, and the lack of kavod, the lack of honor of the Jewish people. And in every generation that Eliyahu would find tzaddikim, which he still does, right? He's around still. He had such a love for Talmidei Chachamim, and he has such a love. He runs over to them, he hugs them, he kisses them, and he blesses them. And then he goes on and he brings a riot to this. And his Talmud Elisha, who followed in his footsteps, not only did he learn Torah from Eliyahu, but he accompanied him, and he served him, and he was mishamish him, and he learned a lot from him. Gadol shimusha shal Torah yosir milimuda. This is the quality of Eliyahu Navi, that he was so pained, and he had such a love for Talmidei Chachamim. This is a special reason why even in his lifetime he was able to be Mechaya Mason, which we don't find by everyone in Tanakh, but he had that special quality. So the mid of Tchias HaMeisim and this Kayach of Tchias HaMeisim comes with this quality of humility. And it's a very big Eitzah, it's a big skula, if you could say such a thing, that although there are many things to work on and to strive for in Avodas Hashem, but if there's one Midah out of all Midas that a person could strive for, it's this Midah of humility. To be humble. Not to always have it to have to be my way, to be pleasant, that people can speak to, approachable, and understanding, v'chule v'chule. So in the course of that teaching, we should be zeicha to see with our own eyes, the Kamashiach Tzidkenu, Eliyahu Navi, Tchias HaMeisim, Yes, go out, Sedek, may I remain alone.
Amen.